Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. But I bet you knew that already, didn't you? You're in for a treat because we got Joyce Weiss back on the show. Joyce is the founder of Joyce Weiss Training and Development. People know her around the world as somebody who teaches people like you and me how to put some extra energy into what we do and make sure that this experience thing I was talking about earlier, you know, folks, remember this, everything you sell, and I mean everything, and there's no exceptions. There are zero exceptions to what I'm about to say. Everything you sell and deliver is a commodity. The only way to differentiate yourself is through the experience that people have with you. And Joyce Weiss knows all about that. Her book is called Take the Ride of Your Life. She's our good friend, Joyce Weiss. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
What do you think about my bold statement that I just made?
Oh, I'm so right. I'm waiting to disagree with you one of these days.
Oh, it'll come.
Of course it will. Maybe today. I totally agree. And that's some of it. I thought about some tips to share with your listeners, some of the things that I do, because I, like many of your listeners, we're a commodity. They can buy us. They can buy somebody that does what we do cheaper. Somebody has more value. It's how can we build those relationships even more? And trust me, after 25 years of doing this part, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, here's the reason why what you just said is so important, because however important it was 25 years ago or 10 years ago or 1 year ago, it's going to be infinitely more important, more essential as we move forward into the second decade of the 21st century.
Exactly. And the first question that I always ask my clients is, what are the challenges that you have with reaching your client before you even find out about them, build the relationships? Mm-hmm. And this is something I just started doing.
They don't even know how cool you are yet, right?
Exactly. Or they forgot how cool you were because they've got their own things, you know, that are getting in their way.
Life.
First of all, the one thing I would suggest, the first tip, is make sure you get the email besides the phone number of every single client. Because what I've been doing lately is I first give a very short voicemail. This is Joyce Weiss. I want to get on your calendar. Please call back with a good time that works for you for a brief call.
Right.
I say the same thing in an email. And, Jim, I would say 8 times out of 10, they will email me and say, Joyce, how about tomorrow at 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Or I'm seeing people do respond to that more so than the voicemail. And do not, I repeat, and it's so hard for me because I do sell, it's do not sell during that short message. Just say, keep in touch, when can I get back to you? And then I'll talk about how to promote yourself.
That's something I learned decades ago, Joyce, and I know you did too, where folks, you have to make sure that when you're closing for something, that you close for that and you don't try to get greedy. If you're trying to close for an appointment, don't try to close the sale. If you're trying to close for just getting their email back, you know, you do that because everything is not the big home run. You know, you gotta sometimes you bunt, sometimes you hit a single, sometimes you walk, right? You gotta do all those things. Sorry about the sports metaphor.
But it works all the time. I use them all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, something that will help, that's helped me, hopefully your listeners, is to keep me from selling my services. I will ask something like, tell me, what's going on in your world? That one sentence, this is tip two, this one sentence will open up some possibilities for you to then say in the one of the next conversations of what you can do to help them.
Wait a minute. You mean it's not all about me?
I'm telling you, it's so hard. I break out in hives every time I have to call a client and not talk about me. And come on, listeners. But wait, I got to say one other thing, though. Sometimes I hear people say to me, Joyce, well, I called my client twice. I'm not going to call them back. I hear this all the time. Not everyone likes calling their clients,
right,
and because they feel like they're being a pest.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this softer way of emailing, calling, and a few weeks, couple weeks later, I do the same.
I have customers that we talk on the phone sometimes. We do a lot of email, and every so often texts work better.
Oh, absolutely.
And I found that one guy in particular, he will, you know, if I'm going to call him, I email or text him, or I talk to his assistant to make an appointment to get him on the phone. I never just drop in on him. And
yeah.
I always, we're going to have a phone call, he knows it's something important, and I make sure he's carved it out of his calendar. An email, I drop in on him, and if I think it's after hours and it's a little bit business maybe, but a little more casual, I'll text him.
Mm-hmm.
Because they both, they're all three on the same phone.
Oh, and
on the same device.
Texting, oh, absolutely, and texting works, especially if you're dealing with, people in their 30s or 40s. This
yeah.
is how they communicate. It's
right.
not a judgment. It's not a good, bad thing. This is how they communicate. They don't. Sometimes the phone just doesn't work. So, listeners, if you don't text, you know, get a neighbor or one of your kids if you don't have
there's
the phone.
There's a great story that I heard someone say earlier in the year. That this woman was trying to, she's probably like you, trying to help a client, and mm-hmm. The guy was, she met this guy, and he was talking about how the kids today, you know, blah blah blah, and she said what's wrong? He said, well, I've got this customer I'm trying to reach, and I've left voicemail after voicemail, and he won't call me back. She said, how old is this person? She said, about 30. She said, do you have his cell number? He said, yeah. He said, what do you want to say to him? I said, well, I want to ask him this question. She says, give me your phone. She said, why don't you text him? He said, what? She said, give me your phone. She typed in that message he wanted. She said, now hit that button right there. And he hit the button. And this guy who had not called, would not call him back for weeks, got back to him in a text in about 1 minute.
Absolutely. That's a great story.
Yeah. And so the guy was, you know, he learned something there. And sometimes the generational thing is a big deal in communication, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We could talk about that. Maybe the next time
let's
he was on the air, we could talk about that.
Let's do it maybe in the next segment. We're going to take a quick break.
Yep.
Joyce Weiss is our guest. Joyce, what's your website quickly?
JoyceWeiss.com.
W-E-I-S-S. Yeah, W-E-I-S-S. JoyceWeiss.com is the website. The book is Take the Ride of Your Life. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.